From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, coming up an incredible story of overcoming fear to find joy.
But first. This morning, a steady stream of stretchers and ambulances left that mine site in Soma in eastern Turkey. More than 200 coal miners died in an explosion and fire last night. More than 100 others still missing. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Erdogan postponed a foreign trip to go to the site, but protests broke out in the town of Soma with people calling him a murderer and a thief. Freelance journalist Noah Blazer is outside town at the mine site. We reached him via Skype and asked him first about those protests.
Well, the protests have just begun. I think one important thing to consider right now is that this tragedy is something that has impacted people very immediately. And unfortunately, people seem to be in shock. There's simply silence outside of the mine as they continue to drag bodies outside. I think that any political repercussion about this is only just beginning to sort of foment.
Well, and what would that be? Because we'll get back to the mine in a second. But the government is saying that this particular mine passed inspections, but the opposition party is saying that there were problems. So what would be the focus of the protesters?
Several months ago, a prominent opposition politician in this province commented that the mines were not safe, and he submitted a bill to Parliament to have them officially reviewed. And that was declined just last month. And so he has very, very vocally opposed the government for its perceived negligence.
On the other hand, Prime Minister Erdogan visited the mine. He's had the flags in Turkey lowered to half-mast for 3 days. What are you hearing from the people there at the mine? Are they at all concerned with these politics, or it sounds like far more concerned with their loved ones?
In Turkey, there's always a combination of both of these things. But I think that despite the incredible anguish about the loss of so many miners, there is the beginning of a bit of anger against Erdogan. Today in his speech, he said that these accidents happen, and he compared them to accidents that occurred in the United States and Britain in the 19th century, and essentially said these things are inevitable as a consequence of our economic progress. A few people that I've spoken to seemed very unhappy about that.
Well, we know that you're there by the mine, but in Istanbul, hundreds of demonstrators are outside the headquarters of the company that owns the mine. There are also protesters in Ankara, in the country's capital. But back to where you are outside the mine, you talk of this quiet there. We heard earlier this morning as almost like a procession of bodies was being brought out on stretchers. Would-be rescuers would be lifting blankets to show people the faces so they could identify them. I mean, what is going on?
Just to describe the scene, as they recover bodies from the mouth of the mine, they bring them down this long procession of stairs that's crowded by families who wait to see if their loved one is there. And they sort of follow the body to a morgue. And it seems with each hour, a mother finds her son and she begins to scream and cry. And that's really the only thing that is punctuating the silence right now. And it's a very... It's a very sad scene indeed.
Well, and so many people in this mine at the time of this incident, because they were changing shifts, we understand, almost 787. That's got to be, I mean, how big is mining to this town? How many people have family that work in this mine?
Well, when I just talked to a local member of the recovery effort, I said, who should we be talking to right now? And he said, there isn't a person in this town, really, that doesn't have a distant relative who was probably in the mine at the time. And that certainly seems to be the case here at the entrance. The numbers are simply staggering. Now, the official number is 238 dead so far. And as far as we've heard, about 70 people have been rescued from the mine. But if as many as 700 people were in the mine when the accident happened, the predictions for them are, first of all, grave indeed. There's very little hope that they may be alive. And the sheer number of miners that are still potentially inside is unprecedented.
Well, tell us more. Is it? I mean, we know Turkey, even as Erdogan said, is known for these mine disasters. Several hundred people died in the 90s in a mine disaster. So what is the sense there of
right.
Where this will fall?
This is certainly going to be the worst mining disaster in Turkish history, but it may be one of the worst mining disasters in the world as well. I just spoke to a rescuer now, and he said that they have to pump oxygen into their side of the tunnel because carbon monoxide continues to leak from the area where they're removing rubble.
And the officials are saying that the accident was caused by a power generator of some sort that exploded and then caused this carbon monoxide and the devastation that followed. In other words, it wasn't the mine collapsing in on itself. But still, is there a sense that at a certain point those rescuers will be pulled out?
Well, I think it's very early to say that the rescue effort will be called off. But I think one thing is very certain. Everybody has agreed that a large fire followed this accident. And the problem with that fire is that it's agreed largely that that depleted all of the oxygen in the mine. Now, miners are equipped in Turkey with an oxygen mask, but that provides them with about 15 minutes of oxygen. Almost all of the bodies recovered so far have had those masks on. The miners simply ran out of air.
Because how far down does this mine go? How big is it? How far away potentially are these miners?
Well, the mine goes about 2,000 meters down, and they've so far reached about 400 meters.
So they're potentially 6,000 feet down.
They are potentially 6,000 feet down. That's correct.
Freelance journalist Noah Blazer in Soma, Turkey, at the mine disaster there. Noah, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.